Now, if you have any interest at all in books, you'll know that this is a huge week. Sally Rooney's fourth book, Intermezzo, goes on sale tomorrow. Since the release of her debut, Conversations with Friends, back in 2017, the Mayo author's novels have become a cultural phenomenon, and many bookshops here and abroad are holding special events tomorrow. Our reporter Sheila Nocton spoke to David Brennan of the Castle Bookshop in Castlebar, home of Sally Rooney.
That's fantastic. There's huge excitement in the town, and obviously there's huge excitement in the shop amongst our staff. We're so, so proud to have what I would argue the world's leading author from our Castlebar. It's just fantastic, and there's huge excitement among staff and customers.
I believe that some of your staff, they got early access to the book. What has been their feedback on it?
It's very, very positive. My mother read the book, and she thought it was one of the best books she's ever read. And two or three of our staff have read an advanced copy of the book, and they think it's brilliant.
And what about you? Have you any plans in store for the launch?
Yeah, we're opening early. We're opening at 8 o'clock in the morning. We've got some lovely tote bags from the publishers, Intermezzo tote bags. So anyone that's in Airdrie will get a free bag. We're also offering a free coffee for anyone that comes in between 8 and 9.30 because we have a little coffee shop upstairs. And later on in the week when Sally comes back, we're going to have signed copies. So that's also something to be very excited about.
I remember when I was younger and some of the later Harry Potters were published, you'd have people queuing up outside bookshops overnight and early. Do we still have the same excitement now, given that we have so much online reading and Kindles?
I suppose the Harry Potter thing was different as well because it was geared towards a younger audience. I remember that as well. We used to open at midnight. We used to have fancy dresses. So I suppose it is slightly different because it's a different audience. And there's still huge excitement about this book and the e-readers or all that online thing. Of course, it has affected us a little bit, but you know, you can still make an occasion out of it. And the fact that the physical copy of the book will be there in front of the customer at 8 o'clock in the morning, I think that's more of a buzz, and it's more of a shopping or a consumer experience than reading it on a computer screen.
David Brennan there of the Castle Bookshop in Castlebar. For more, let's talk to author and freelance journalist Aoife Barry. Aoife, like David's mother, you've read Intermezzo. How would you describe it?
Yeah, this book, Intermezzo, actually really moved me. Like, it's really interesting to see, I think, Sally Rooney evolve as a writer. I've been reading her since Conversations with Friends, and I really enjoy seeing like how she moves things on. And her last book, Beautiful World, Where Are You, felt to me like a little bit kind of removed from emotion at times, you know, and I think she's gone back to that emotion in this book, but her style has changed in some places. You know, one of the characters is about two brothers, Peter and Ivan, and when she's giving Ivan's perspective, it's kind of like has this like modernist, like Joycean element to it, almost like a stream of consciousness about some of the sentences, and that feels really different to me with her. And the relationships between the couples in it are a bit different, I think, as well. She's really kind of digging into some really naughty contemporary ideas in it, and I really loved this one character, Ivan, who I mentioned there, the younger brother, and the relationship with a woman called Margaret. I felt that relationship was just portrayed so movingly, and she gives a really good insight, I think, into how her characters think in this book in a way that you didn't get in the previous book in particular. So I think if people are really looking for that like internal viewpoint of her characters, you really get it here. And it's very intricate. She doesn't give you easy answers, and it's a bigger book. There's a lot more to it. It's a bit more dense. But for me, it really worked for me. I really, really am loving seeing her style and her viewpoint evolve and what she's exploring in her novels.
She is quite a political writer. I mean, Normal People is perhaps the only book I can think of where two characters have a discussion about Declan Bree and the local election results in Sligo. How political is this book?
Yeah, the housing crisis really looms large in this book. One particular character in it is really, I suppose, like, you know, intimately impacted by the housing crisis in Ireland. And that's a younger character as well, too. So you see kind of maybe a slightly older Gen Z character and how they're impacted literally by the ability to afford, you know, somewhere to live and who they live with and the people they get into relationships with because of that. So that's really there. Like, I think that's really one thing about Sally Rooney is that her books are very rooted in the now. Like, what's going on now with young people and what's going on with people in her milieu? She is really exploring. And we know that she has, you know, certain kind of, you know, political viewpoints. And it's often said, you know, Sally Rooney is a Marxist. I mean, whether she is or not, that's her own, I suppose, political beliefs. But she always interrogates where we are in this world and the different forces around us that make us who we are, beyond who we are kind of individually. And I think that's a really nice little knotty layer that runs through Intermezzo in particular.
Mm, she doesn't do a lot of media. She does very few broadcast interviews in particular. And yet, at the same time, her publicity is very carefully handled. For instance, all the reviews of her books appear at the same time.
Yes, she's definitely somebody who is at a level in her career where she can decide what she wants to do. And, you know, it's one thing, I think, to step away from social media like she did back in around 2018 or so. And it's one thing to do a minimal amount of interviews, but you can only do that if you're at her level of fame. Like, you can't just rock up as a debut author and say to your publisher, sorry, I'm just not really going to do anything unless the New York Times wants to talk to me. She can do this because she is so famous and because she's internationally famous. But I think she's also really careful about her personal life, her private life. Like, she's spoken about being kind of paranoid, you know, in interviews, she said, around how people feel about her personal life. She tries to keep herself to herself. And I think that's really, really great. I mean, we're seeing pop stars like Chappell Roan saying the same thing, saying, I want to retain my own, you know, sense of self and my own life while I'm also giving something to the public. So she's very, very careful. You know, she did two interviews with the New York Times that were kind of melded into one big piece. She's very, very specific. She was at the National Concert Hall being interviewed by Fintan O'Toole at the weekend. And I think for her, the key of kind of succeeding as a famous person is doing it on her own terms. And I personally, even though I would love to sit down and interview her, I
wouldn't
still really
we
respect that. I know, wouldn't
Sally,
we
if by any chance you're listening.
Yeah, exactly. Let's chat to both of us. So I respect that as a person. I think, you know what, it's really good for somebody, particularly because I think when she's reviewed, you know, from conversations with friends onwards, you know, she emerged as a fully formed, really young female writer. She became the kind of vanguard of these millennial female writers, and people wanted to know more about her. Mm. Who was Sally Rooney? And she's always shied away from giving us too much. And I think that's actually a really important thing to do.
Aoife, many thanks for joining us with that. Aoife Barry there, journalist and author.